everybody, and welcome again to Business and Well-Being. And today we're going to cover the subject, which is quite important for many, many people, is how people perceive you in the marketplace. Because we know many times that we think, well, our product or whatever we try to sell or the website we have is kind of perfect, and we have no idea why nobody show up. You know, somebody's opening a bagel store, but nobody is coming. Today, the traffic of people is coming mostly to the web, mostly to the internet, which is more than people walking in the street. That's what you see in a lot of fancy places. The store is kind of just beautiful thing, but people just come to visit. Nobody's buying anything, and people are buying online. And that's why we need to start to understand how people perceive us, who we are, what is my product. And when we kind of creating a bridge between what I think I am to what people think I am and cut the problem, then things start to get better in my business life. Now, how do I know how people perceive me? Well, my dear friend, there is something so important that will make you the millions of dollars you're looking for. It's called complain. People who come and complain to you, they actually complain to you to tell you that they don't like something about your product. Why would they tell you that? Why would somebody come and tell you they don't like something about your product? That means they like your product, but there is something that bothers them about your product. It's a very important thing to understand. Again, it's not that something is wrong with your product. There is something about your product they don't like. So, example, there is a beautiful coffee shop in Beverly Hills that a person invests his entire life on building it. As he's building it, everything was amazing and organic and perfect, A to Z. The person was a type of personality that he will take no complaint from nobody because he believes in the power of negativity and positivity, which is true, we all agree. But sometimes a comment of what's wrong with the coffee or what's wrong with the milk or too much sugar or not enough sugar, it's not a compliment, but it's something that helps you to make your business better. Now, if you not take it very seriously, that what end up happening, you're going to run into a situation where the complainer that don't care about your business or your coffee or your product or your bagel will leave. Complainer are the one who build your business. You need them. You need them to tell you what people think of you and what you think of yourself. So basically, the marketplace, the universe can basically put a lot of great things for you together with a customer. But if you refusing to see or to hear what people come and tell about you, which is wrong, which is not right, or which is right, but they don't like it. You might like super sweet coffee. People don't. You might think that strong coffee is the real deal. They might think differently. Now, if you just do it for the fun of it and you just want to create a coffee or shoes or something that you like, no problem. Do it for you. You have enough money. Follow your dream, enjoy your dream, and wait for the right customer to knock on the door. But if you try to make a living, you must be sensitive. You have to be sensitive to the universe to see what the universe think of it. It's a very, very important thing. I see many times in a restaurant, in businesses, in internet, in a website, people get angry when somebody telling them, hey, the steak is too dry. The vegetable, they call them the complainer. No, they are not complaining. They are the one who built your business. If there is no complaint, that's when that customer left you. They never come back. They don't care about you. If there is a complaint, that's when they want to come back, but they just want a bit of a change here and there to make it better. So think about it and develop it. Let's go to the next point as we go about that. All right. The idea of the next point is, remember that I say in the beginning, in the first lecture I gave about business, that spirituality and business are very much together. And I always told you to go back and repeat again and again, what do you want to achieve from your business? Because if you work for your business instead of the business work for you, we got a problem. The business got to work for you. It's impossible for that you are not basically creating a business that works for you, that's serving you, that give you the money you need, give you enough money to travel, etc. This Saturday, I played Monopoly with some teens, and the teens, who are extremely bright and smart, figure that the rules of the game is if there is enough homes, you know, I don't know how many homes, let's say 32 homes, and if you buy all the homes from the beginning, then nobody else has home to buy, and then basically his area and the Monopoly become the area to take everybody's money. I didn't know about that rules, and I kind of said, okay, let's turn the hotel into home so we all can buy. So no, I won because I had the chance to buy the house first, and because of that, now I'm going to get the cash from everybody else. That's not right. And he said, well, Monopoly is like life. And I said, excuse me, if it's like life, the six player play here, you know, never have a fair chance to make it alive. Now, what do you think of it? And it's open for discussion. He's right. The rules say that's the only way to win. Quick, you buy all the home, you basically get people to go on your land, they pay money, that's Monopoly. Or you play it fair that everybody always have a chance. And he told me, well, there is enough house for everybody also in the universe. I said, it's not true. There is always opportunity. And what I make from that experience in Monopoly is Monopoly is limited. Life is not. You always have more and more and more opportunity. Just always think why you want to make it, why you want to make the money that you want to make. And this Saturday, I also have a discussion with a lady who she asked me, what's your roof? Meaning in money, and what do you want to achieve? Million, billion, what do you want to do? And I said, well, my real dream is 1.7 billion. I said, wow, that's a lot of money. Why do you need so much money? So, well, I want to build school. I want to make a difference in the world. I want to make things better for everybody. I want to also build a place for people who cannot afford to go to college, but to go to that place that they can find a job. And through that, they can find themselves in life. So, when you think big, when you think big money, and you together think sharing and giving and helping, you're allowed to think about money a lot. But if you think just about you, of course, there is a guilt that's attached to money. So I want to make sure this is clear from a spiritual point of view. Now, let's talk about the fruit of your work, like the fruit of what you want to get, what type of fruit. To think about it, you have to think about the physical thing that you want to gain from your work. Big home, big car, you know, I'm seeing big home. And I said, what am I going to do with that? All right, 10 bedroom. What are you going to do? Wow, I have 10 bedroom home. Nothing but the ego, right? I mean, what am I going to do? It's kind of empty. You have to fill it up with furniture. Then you have to bring the designer and keep designing the house. That's what people are doing. 10 bedroom, there's nothing else to do. If you have enough with 2 bedroom, that's actually okay. We don't have to make. If you have a guest, then why not make a big house? But I think, I mean, my opinion of the fruit of your work, of your business, has to be something that you can have party, you can do whatever you want, but don't over dream. It's like I have a lady on Friday at the meeting with me on business. She come from business coaching and she told me, I said, what's your goal? Money-wise, for the year, for the month. So she say, $100,000, $100,000. So, wow, that's nice. That's very good. So why you came to see me? If you dream already that big, that's good. So she say, okay. So how much you make a month right now? She say, $8,000. I say, $8,000? From $8,000 to $100,000, we that's far. That's very far from each other. And she say, but you teach me to dream big. I said, yes. But the brain will not allow you to dream big. The brain needs time to climb. From 8, you can maybe double it, maybe. Or triple it is the limit. 24, you can jump from 8 to 24. The brain needs time to jump from 24, then to 50, 50 to 100, 100 to 200. Then you climb. But if you never made 100,000 and you're jumping from 8,000 to 100,000, we're talking about $96,000. To jump, it's a high jump, it's a difficult one. Now, I'm not saying it will never happen, it can happen easily, but you need to make money, to make more money and then more money. You have to climb. So again, the physical reward of your work has to be physical. The physical reward of your work has to be physical. Second fruit, second type of fruit is spiritual fruit. What is spiritual fruit? Is, do you feel that the universe chooses you to have money so you can do things for others? Building school, giving donation, it's very important. So make a list of things that you want to do for the universe as the money will come. And the last thing about the fruit is what kind of legacy, what kind of thing you want to leave behind. You know, I'm commit that usually every year when I visit my mom in Israel, I stop in the grave of the Rothschild. The Rothschild is buried there in its big park. One of the richest people ever live. And I go there because I like to read about what he did for others. And he left a legacy. If you look at his life, he started from nothing. If you look at his family and what he left, it's unbelievable. So how can you be the next Rothschild? What is that you need to do? Well, you have to do those three things. Fruit of your work, of your business, physical fruit. Then spiritual thing, think about creating. And then leave behind your legacy. After you die, you have to leave something. Either enough money so people can use it for different things, for donation and so on and so on. Please remember that. Now, I want to talk about another thing. And again, what I'm doing today, you see, I'm bringing all kind of candies of business that I wanted to share with you. Because I might do a few more videos on business, or this will be the last one. So this will be the last one. I want to capture all the subject together. So Oscar Wilde is one of my favorite writer. He's unique. I know a lot of people either hate him or love him. I like him. So he say, to live is a rare thing. Most people just exist. Meaning that most people just exist. Nobody is alive. So you look at people, most of people go to get a job, go to work, eat, sleep, wake up, work. We are like robot. We don't even think about what's going on. So we need to wake up. We need to stop from time to time when you do your work. Not stop for a break. Not stop for a cigarette or coffee. You got to stop. What am I doing? What am I doing? Where is it going? What's my purpose? All those things has to change. Not to change, but at least to grow as I'm building myself up to the next things. And it's a very important for each and every one of us to slowly, slowly making sure that we are growing in from one level to another to understand I'm alive, I'm enjoying life. Because unfortunately, most people getting married, they fight with each other. Most people opening a business, trying to make money, they stress. And we're not really alive. So please remember that. Now, to start your business while you're having a happy moment, you have to enjoy what you're doing. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, it's going to be a problem. Why? I mean, I cannot see myself as a captain of a ship in the middle of the ocean. I can't do it. Can't do it. Can't be in the ocean for 1 month. I can't. I can't see container around me all the time and blue ocean and storm from time to time. Doesn't do it for me. So if you don't love what you do, eventually it's not going to work. In the other end, if you love what you do, then you have to make an effort to do it better every day. So I want to repeat it. If you don't love what you do, most probably you're not going to be successful in it. If you love what you do, you have to make an effort and get out of the comfort zone to do more in what you're doing. Why? Not because you're going to make just more money or you're going to become more successful. Because you're going to discover who you are. Discovering yourself is the biggest reward a human being can receive in life. Most people don't know who they are. They just work. They just work. They just continue to work. And when they continue to work, they just eventually, when they get to age 70, they look for a place where they're going to be buried, and that's it. That's life. Oh, that's death. Because there is a clock of life. There is a clock of life that tells you you're born in zero, you're going to die in 100. Okay? This is your 100 years. So when you reach to 50, you got to know what you're doing. Once you reach to 40, you have to have a plan. But if you don't have none of that, then you are, I don't want to say stupid, but it's silly to think like that. Only if you have some formula or pills that make you live forever. But if you don't, time, don't forget. Now, what do we do? Success is a very important thing. This Friday, I had the privilege, the afternoon and lunch, to sit with 10 powerful mind bankers, smart, a lot of motivation. So I told them something very important. I say, in your life, I would like you to think you are now coming into the arena of football or soccer or basketball. Where are you in that arena? Are you sitting in the back all the way to the top, watching the game from far? Are you close? Are you very close? Are you on the field? Are you actually one of the players? When I say, are you one of the players, everybody gets scared. So what do you mean, one of the players? Can I be one of the players? So why not? Why not? You got to ask yourself about your business life. How does it look like? Are you an observer or are you part of it? If you're part of it, you have a chance. You have a chance to make it like anybody else. Don't ever underestimate yourself. Say, I don't think I can make it. Of course you're going to make it. There's no doubt you're going to make it. If you're loving it and you make the effort, you're going to make it. So if first, you got to love what you do. Second, you got to make an effort. Don't be comfortable. Don't be comfortable. You got to more and more and more and more toward what you love. If you're going to do something you don't love, then of course it will diminish your energy and eventually it's not going to make you happy. So I want you to check 10 levels of success in your life. All right? First is your home, where you live, family, kids, everything. Your health. How are you doing physically? Your friend. Do you have friend? Do you have new friend? Do you make new friend? Do you know how to make new friend? Are you good in the beginning of conversation? Are you good in continue? I'm not talking about Facebook friend or Twitter. I'm talking about real friend. Your money. Your work. Your spirituality. Your parents. Very important. Most people forget about their parents. Your fun time. Do you have a fun time? Your self-development. Are you helping yourself to develop yourself every day? Studying new things, making yourself better. And your treasure. Your treasure basically is something that you keep for later in life, but you keep investing in it. Treasure can be money. Treasure can be some wisdom that you study for later. Okay, but it's there. If you need it, you pull it and you use it. So please make that list and start checking yourself. Where are you in the game? In the game. Because the game is the game of life. What is the game? You're playing a game. But are you in it or are you watching it? If you're only watching it, of course, it will be difficult to make a difference. Now, and then what I want you to do is I want you to write down, where do you see yourself in business in 6 months from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Three things, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. Do not forget that, all right? Now, then come the question thing. The question will be, what do I want to achieve in my business? So question number one. You have to start asking questions. Then come the question, whose help I need? Which person I need his help? When? The time. When do I need to start? What needed to happen for me to achieve my goal? How long am I giving myself to achieve my goal? And what are the risks that I'm willing to take? when you answer those six questions, you in, man. You in. But the reason I can't teach you about it, because I can't tell you what's your answer. Now remember, what risk are you willing to take? I will tell you that for a long time, I couldn't reach that question. It was difficult. Because how do you know if this is the right thing or the wrong thing? How do you know? Today, after I made my life change, I talked to a lady from Brazil, God bless her, and her portfolio of investment is 100% success. Now, you should think she should be super rich. She's not. She's not. How can that be? A percent is 100%. Let me tell you. But she know only 10 people. So for the 10 from 10, perfect. 3 years ago, 10 from 10, perfect. 5 years ago, 10 from 10, perfect. So come on. What is the one thing that she would not do? Take a risk. So sometimes people who don't take risk have less people coming into their life. So if you don't have enough people coming into your life, spiritually is a sign that you're not ready to take a risk. You got to take a risk to do what you got to do. I know that taking a risk is scary. Who want to take a risk? You don't know what's coming. But think about it like this. When you drive your car at night, it's sometimes scary. I don't know if you ever drove on 75. It's the highway between Boca Raton and Naples, on Florida. So it's a highway that is very dark at night. And when you drive there, you don't see nothing coming. Nothing. You see nothing. You don't know what's coming next, but you drive. You trust. You trust. Sometimes you drive fast. Now, your light, the car, cannot see that far. But you trust. And the beauty about this example is that you drive even if you know that the ability to see is not that far. I don't know how far a light can shine in the car, but again, it's not that far. It's not from Fort Lauderdale to Naples. It's not. You cannot see 200 miles. You cannot. Maybe you can see 1 mile. So the idea is to be able to go for whatever you want to go for, and understand that with the time, as you go, you will discover more truth about yourself. You discover yourself, you discover your purpose, and the universe will help you. But if you never make any shot, it's not going to work. Universe will help the people who help themselves. If the people are afraid, the universe will be afraid to help you. If you're scared, people will be scared of you. You know, like attract like. It's wherever you are. Now, if you're ready to go for it, then get ready to go for it. You know, and get out. The first step is very hard. But without the first step, nothing happened. The first step is to jump. You gotta jump. You gotta jump. The other day, my son is 15 and a half, 16. So, he reminded me one of the things that he's a good swimmer. He's an excellent swimmer. So, he reminded me, how did I help him to swim? He didn't want to swim. We live in Florida at that time. So, basically, was based on survival. I wouldn't say that that's the right way to do it with your kids. It worked for my son. I throw him to the pool and he become a swimmer. Weird way, right? I mean, why would you do that? Well, taking a risk, scream and this, but he survived like a dog and then he starts swimming like a dog. Once he felt comfortable that he can swim like a dog and everything is okay, then it's okay. My daughter, you know, going on a bike. In the beginning, she didn't believe she could go on a bike. I tried to help, she gets scared. Her brother tried to help, she gets scared, then later on, slowly, slowly, the other brother helped, and she's riding on a bike. My wife screamed when I tried to teach her a bicycle in Florida, and she looked at me, no, no, no. I remember when I was a kid, I used to ride a bike, not now. Now she likes to ride the bike. There's nothing more fun than riding a bike. So the idea is you got to take a moment to see how many dreams you're not achieving because of your fear. There's so many good things. Money is waiting for you. Life is waiting for you. Go to see a coach. Go to see somebody who will organize you. I do that. Every year I have a different coach. I love coaches. I love everything. If I have the time, I would sit with coaches, psychic, advisor. It's the best. They discover within you all the treasure that you have that you even forgot that you have. It's so important to go see someone. Say, hey, I want to open a business. I don't know how. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to go. All of us have dreams. All of us want to do something. Yesterday, I was invited to a party. I was privileged enough to have one man here and one man to my left and 20 women around us. So, what's going on here? So the man sitting next to me, struggling in business, said, listen, I know you're doing business coaching. So can you tell me what he's doing? I asked him about his website. I asked a few questions, of course. And then I say, what do you want to do? He said, 5 things. I say, hey, can we drop it to one? I say, no. So I can't help you. Now, why would I limit his brain? Why would I do that with him? Because the idea that a lot of time when you're not in tune with your goal and you have crystal clear goal, this is the one thing. So you master being good as the one thing, then you can do 5. But if you're not successful even in one thing, don't do 5. The 5 is just an excuse for the one thing not to work. You're going to use those excuses all your life. And that's why things don't work. Many people want to have a better excuse for why things are not working in their life. So what they do, they take 5 projects in the same time. So now I will ask them, how come you cannot do one thing? So, well, I have the other 4 things to do. I'm so busy. Busy? Busy? Take one thing. Forget about the 4. Can you do this one thing? One thing. Master that one thing. Then do the 4. And that's a very important thing in every area of life. Business, sport, love, everything. Spirituality. One thing at a time. If you do one thing at a time, one point at a time, if you're playing sport, you're going to make it. There's no question. But if you take 5 projects, it's only because you're going to find an excuse why not to do what you wanted to do. Now remember, if you don't have the courage to overcome whatever's stopping you from saying yes to whatever you want to do, then expect failure. And expect you to blame somebody else for that failure. You will blame that you have so much project on your plate that you cannot manage them all. And the next thing that's going to happen, you're going to say a word like that. I can't. I don't have any more power. I don't have any more time. I'm not good at it. I'm going to give you all the words people are saying to me. I always lose. They are better than me. I'm sure they will say no. I have no chance. I'm so unlucky. I'm not capable of speaking like this. I'm not capable of saying that. I'm not capable of selling that. I'm not capable of dressing like that. I'm having a bad day. All those words. There's more on my list. 1,000 of them. Is a result. It's not the cause. Is a result of a person not wanting to confront themselves and being able to become successful. The question is, my dear friend, is your successful dream is bigger than your fear? If your fear is stronger, your fear will win. I will tell you about me in every area of my life, whatever I did with my life. It was a moment that the fear was stronger. And I couldn't do what I wanted to do. In the moment that I took a conscious decision, I was certain that it's time for me to overcome something. Then things start to change for me. You start meeting different people. Please listen and please trust me on that. Now, there's a few more points here. That you need to add to your personality. Okay, I'm going to give first what we call the spiritual essence of your soul in your business. So first thing is creativity and imagination. Imagination and creativity is so powerful. Whatever you can imagine, you can do. Whatever you can imagine, you can do. Imagine it. Every day, imagine it. Don't just think about number. Imagine it. And once you imagine it, you make it happen. Vision. Another aspect of your soul. Okay? Understanding, courage, as I said before. Integrity. What is the story I share about Monopoly? It was no integrity. They knew the rules. They didn't tell the rest of the group the rules. And they fool us. That's why I told them, if it's real life, somebody will take a gun and shoot you. I don't see a gun as part of Monopoly. Maybe they should add a gun. And then somebody take a gun. Poof. No integrity here. But it's not. There is no gun. Another thing. Certainty. A sense of purpose. Empowering. Empowering others. Instead of telling them order. Make them the star. Persistence. Not giving up. Now. One of the physical thing that a person need to do, a person on a physical level, that was spiritual level, on a physical level, a person gotta get into a place of numbers. When we talk numbers, you need to know how much money you have and how much money you don't. You need to look into your capability and whatever you're not capable. So yes, you have to be brave, but you cannot be crazy. Brave doesn't mean it's crazy. Brave person know the risk, but he take the risk, but he know the risk. Crazy doesn't even see the risk. So you got to see the risk. So if you are playing poker and you go all in every time, eventually you're going to end up with no money in your pocket. When you say all in, sometimes is a statement for the people to be afraid of you so nobody go in and then you take the money, whatever is there. So it's a statement, but you know that you're taking a risk. If you don't know that you're taking a risk, that's when you're acting crazy. If you're acting crazy, expect to lose everything. So again, from physical point of view, you have to start to manage whatever you have or whatever you don't have. So when you look at those chip that you have, right? You have different chip that you have. Those chip that you have is basically what you have to spend. But in the same time, that money that you have to invest it and take some risk. So it's the balance between taking a risk, but understanding is a risk, to the idea of I have enough, let's spend it all, and it's okay, which is not okay. So you have to find the balance between taking risk and the same time, understand there is a risk and maybe I shouldn't spend all money. Looking for the right opportunity. Knowing your client, knowing the atmosphere, knowing your competition. Knowing your competition is so important. Understand what they're selling. Why they're so good at it. Why they're so good at it. What's so good about it? You know, if you would go just to your customer to study what's good about the product, you would understand why the customer are buying it. Then you will understand the customer. To understand the customer, meaning to know that the customer is buying it for a certain reason. Every person who go to his competition will be always understand that there is something the customer needs. And that's taking us to what we spoke last time. We spoke about sharing and receiving. If you're into sharing in your business, meaning you want to make sure the customer are happy, you're going to make money. You're going to be successful. Yeah. Now, I would like to close just with the idea of how I see our universe. I see many kids, smart kids, go to good school. Then they go to college. And then they come back home. and no money. And every kid want to party, want to have a good time, want the attention. What happened, the party and the attention become the goal. This become the goal of life. Because life becomes so stressful that the party is a way that the person releases all the stress that they have during the week, during the day. And through that, the person feels better. But what the people are not aware of, that when you focus on just the party and the fun, the party and the fun should be a result of a hard work. You're working hard, you enjoy and you party as much as you want. But you don't work hard, then when you party, that party mean basically nothing. It's basically something that will drain your success. Not just with money, drain everything away from you. I know people who usually go to Long Island and party for 3 weeks. 3 weeks is a long party, it's a long time. Who can handle 3 weeks, right? And the money it takes. Think about it. So if you are a high school person who listens to it or college, please realize to be practical. Put on your schedule when you party, how often, and stick to it. Now, if you want to change your business into become the party business, DJ and party, do it. That's a way to make a living. So at least when you're going to go to party, you're actually making money. So the profit-driven is strong personality. A party-driven is a weak personality. If all what you want to do is party, that means something is there, it's not built well. Because the receiving of the person is what makes the personality of the person. You walk into an office on your sign without nobody seeing it, above your head has to be something that say, that's what I want. Here, that's what I want. If you walk to any place and there is no sign of what you want, whatever you want to give or receive, then you confuse the audience. You confuse the people. You confuse the people you're talking to. What do you want? That's what they ask. And you have the answer. That's what I want. You always have to be ready to deliver, to give the pitch of what you want. And fast, and deliver, and deliver. And that's what I want, and that's what I want, and that's what I want. Always, again, and again, and again, and that's what I want. When you're capable of getting there, you are a winner for sure. But if you're not capable to say what you want, expect life not to give you what you want. Expect life to be confused about how to deliver what you want. Expect life to deliver the wrong people to your door. Expect life to go with everything wrong because you're so confused. So if there is one advice I'm leaving you with, get to that level of I know what I want and I want it and I want it and I want it. And then every door will open. So when you knock on the door, say, hello, I want 10 million. I want food. I want love. I would like to offer you something. And that's the money I want for that. No problem. You're clear. Once you're clear about what you want, everybody can tell you no and yes right away. Don't waste your time. Go to the point right away. Don't waste your time. Don't waste other people's time. Once they want it, trust me, they stay and then they ask questions. Thank you so much and all the best.